Okay, good morning, everybody, and we come to the end of Hilchos Tshuvas. This is a momentous occasion for us. The Rambam writes here at the very end of Hilchos Tshuvah, Davar Yaduo Barur Shein Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikcharis Belibo Shel Adam Ad Sheyishge Batamid Karoi V'Yazov Kol Mashav Olam Chutz Mimenam. So previously in the parak, the Rambam had described, you know, the idea of chol lecholi avas Hashem, right? Yeser mizot ya avas Hashem belev ohavav, comparing it to avas osa isha, kol asher ashirim mashalin yonzo, and that was a description. But here it's prescriptive; it's not descriptive. But this is the tzivoy of bechol avcha bechol nafshecha. And again, as Rambam said before, that Avas Hashem in general is a very rarefied madrega vein kochacham zochala. It's, malas Avram Avinu, shenemar Avraham Oavi. And here the Rambam is saying clearly that it's prescriptive. The person has to be, you know, completely immersed in it. The Ravid wants to know, what's this language of shigayon? Is it a lesson of shir? Or that, you know, you're so intoxicated that you can make, you know, shigagos with all other, you know, things of yours? It's an interesting question as to the etymology of the term, but the Rambam clearly associates it with tmidius. It's just totally obsessional, and he thinks that that is the mitzvah. Kamo shesiva v'amar b'chol v'avcha v'chol nafshecha. That, you know, reiterating what we had said previously, where the Rambam again was in a more descriptive mode, here he's in a prescriptive mode, right? But the Rambam had said before that kamo shetzivanu b'chol v'avcha v'chol nafshecha, about avas Hashem. And here too, the Rambam is suggesting that, you know, we've all been commanded to be, you know, obsessed. That's a remarkable thing. You know, you'd say, how many people are obsessed with anything? You know, you have the rare, you know, Havdil Elef Alfei Havdalos. You have Yankee fans, you know, fan is short for fanatics. And then you have Yankee fans, right? Season ticket holders, you know, they go to every game, they watch every game, you know. So you would say, you know, you could be a Yankee fan, you don't have to be so extreme about it. Right, but when it comes to Avas Hashem, we've actually all been mitzuvin to be fanatical. Then the Rambam again reiterates, "Eno oyev kadosh baruch hu lebedashi de'ewa al pi adeya tia ava imat madim harbe harbe lefikach sarech adam liyached ha'atzmo." So what's this lefikach? But lefikach exactly what we said before. Since it's sivoy is to be obsessional, and the only way to get there is to amass an enormous amount of yidia, so every minute is priceless. Lefikach tzarech adam liyachid atzmo lahavin lahaskil b'chachmos etunos hamodin lo eskono kvikoach sheish biadam lahavin lahasig, right, in accordance to the person's capacity, kemosha biyarnu b'hilchos yisodei haTorah. So lefikach is actually meduyak b'yoser. What lefikach means is specifically because there is this tzivoy of b'chol vavcha b'chol nafshecha, which means obsessional Avas Hashem, lefikach tzarech ha'adam liyached atzmo, right? It doesn't work unless, you know, you've, as the Rambam said, you've been ozev kol ma sheba'olam. You've literally, in some sense, turned your back away from everything else. Bechol vavcha means bechol, right? Bechol nafshecha means bechol, with everything that a person has. And so what the Rambam is really suggesting is, because this tzivoy exists, you know, we have to take extra measures, tzarech adam liyached atzmo, you know, in this regard for yediyas Hashem. And here I think is the Rambam is so, you know, skillful. Obviously, this is the boundary point, it goes without saying, between Sefer Hamada and Sefer Ha'ava. Okay, that we all understand. I think intuitively that's what the Rambam is doing. But even beyond that, I think this is particularly special, in my opinion, about what the Rambam is doing here, right? The ultimate Yediyas Hashem, of course, has to do with an appreciation of Yichud Hashem, right? That's the foundation of all Yediyas Hashem. And what the Rambam has effectively suggested, that to arrive at that kind of Yediyas Hashem, especially as it relates to Yichud Hashem, right, a person has to be miyached themselves. So there's a kind of beautiful symmetry there, you know, Lashita Sarambam, regarding, you know, how one attains such a madrega, right? The only way to attain the madrega of, you know, Yediyas Hashem al Yedei Yichud Hashem, you know, is, which again, Yichud Hashem being the absolute sine qua non of any Yediyas Hashem, is to be miyached yourself, to devote yourself singularly towards these ends. And with that, I want to thank everybody for joining me for Hilchos Tshuva. It was a wonderful opportunity. Over time, over the first half of the year, we did this limud. So what we're going to do from here on in, starting tomorrow, is to focus on the Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin, Mir Hashem, the yeshiva will be learning Sanhedrin this year, so I think it would be a wonderful opportunity for us to go through the entire presentation of the Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin, one by one, and begin to appreciate that tomorrow.